David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hi, this is Stacy from The Advisor, and today I'm very excited because we have a very special guest today. This is Sean Robinson, and Sean is actually part of our podcast team. He actually has a podcast series, and he has his own podcast with The Advisor. So I want you to go check out his podcast because he has prior podcasts that he's done on various topics that are really good to help you with your mindset, breaking bad habits, and learning how to improve your overall life. So today he wants to talk about a little about positive psychology, which is very interesting because we all struggle sometimes with positivity. So I'm going to give it to Sean. He's going to tell you a little about himself for anyone who doesn't know who he is. And he's going to tell you different ways, tools, and strategies and how you can improve your overall life using positive psychology. So Sean, take it away because I'm very excited to hear what you have to say.
Hi, Stacey. I appreciate you having me back. And I want to talk about just being more positive. I spent so much of my life and even adult life just finding the negative in everything, being cynical. If there was something that was happening, I was looking for the way it could go bad or the way that I could find the worst about it. And it just became a point where I was taking it everywhere. I was transferring it to everyone around me and really had a hard time coming out of that mindset and held myself back in a lot of ways because of it.
You know, I find that, you know, a lot of times we tend to sometimes come from negative environments and we don't really realize sometimes that we are actually doing the things that we're doing. Like when we have negativity in our lives, we become negative. You know, if you grew up with a mother or a father who's negative, you know, or you went through something hard in life, you sometimes get really angry or regretful, or you feel like, why me? Why me? You know, and then I find that, you know, from my own experiences, you tend to look for people like that, not even realizing it. And then before you know it, you could have a whole team of friends that are negative and you're feeding your negative energies off of each other. And in the long run, it's only slowly destroying you mentally, physically, and spiritually. And, you know, there has to be a time where you have to, you know, when you see your life not going the way you want it, you have to learn how to pull away from it. And when you know, how did you actually, like, when did you realize that you're just consistently focusing on the negative? And how did you realize how badly it was pulling you down? And what did you do?
For so long, I knew that I was that person. I knew that I was finding that negative in everything. And you know, my wife would tell me sometimes that, you know, why are you being so cynical? Why are you being so negative? Why are you this, like, not why are you this way, but like what let me become that? And it was a lot of things. It was, you know, my atmosphere. It was some people around me. It was a lot of how I felt about myself, and whether it was my weight gain at the time, or it was how I felt about my career or relationships, whatever. It was like, I felt so bad about myself that I have to find that in everything else and transfer that, because while I did it subconsciously, it was like, it was just something that I don't know if it made me feel better, but it just justified how I had felt. And to come out of that, it was not something that was like a light switch. You know, you see a lot of the influential people posting and it's like, just turn that light switch or just be positive. Like it's easy. Oh, just be positive. But that's a lot of pressure. And I didn't know how do you just turn that light switch on, right? So that positivity for me came in a really slow process of just adding a little bit more different than I would have before. So instead of looking up that, negative content or following that negative person on social media, I would start to follow someone inspirational, or start to, read that content that is more positive or has a better message, or watch a show that is more about that positive message. And over a period of time, absorbing that content, following those people, I started to surround myself with more people like that. I started to become more like that because I had a concept of what it was like to be like that.
Right. And I agree with you that the internet makes it, you have these influencers, you have these celebrities, and they put a fake persona. It's kind of like the Brady Bunch when we were growing up as kids, they made everything seem so perfect, behind the scenes, everything in their life was falling apart in each of their lives. But life isn't, it's not like you said, change a light switch and it's boom. It's a process, and it usually takes time, and it's a slow process. But I think that's great advice that you start to focus more on positive people, that influenced you, or friends that influenced you. Because really, the more you surround yourself by positivity, I think, the stronger you'll become. And I think it also teaches us. I think, I don't know how you feel about it, but I learn a lot from, I try to look for people who are maybe better than me, or maybe higher than me, or have more experience in an area that I want to learn about. And I keep an open mind and I learn from these people, and it helps me grow and makes me feel better about myself as well.
And then, but the light switch, like, you have to think about it more like a dimmer, where you're gonna turn it up or turn it on slowly. You're gonna start very dim. You might not even see that this light or positivity is there. And this is true with any change, right? You start to turn that dimmer up, you're starting to see more light. You're implementing and including more and more of that thing you're working on. So to be more positive, it's following more content or talking to more people. And really, if you're not finding that stuff right away, then create that stuff, right? Become more of that person. Find in that moment that, like, when I was starting to look for that negative, it was like realizing that this thought is not a positive thought, and catching it, stopping it at the thought level, and then turning it around and looking for the positive in that same thing.
And that's great that you're able to catch it, I think one of the things is that we can't be in denial. We have to be honest with ourselves. I think that's one of the biggest thing is people don't like to look at their own faults. We all have faults, where no one is perfect, that the word shouldn't even be in the dictionary, but yet people, do not like to look at their faults. And it's great that you were able to be honest with yourself. You realize that there are certain things in your life you needed to tweak. And I always say, one day at a time. That's like my thing, one day at a time. Because in our society, we've come, nobody has patience anymore. Everyone wants things one, two, three. And that's not what it's about. Nothing in life is one, two, three. And it's something said, if somebody or something is claiming to be one, two, three, then it's fake. It's not real, because nothing in life is one, two, three. And especially the healing process and anything you go through in life, the healing process is probably one of the slower journeys. But once you get across and you hit the rainbow, that's it. You feel like a totally changed person.
Definitely. And that one, two, three is more the awareness of the problem. You're not even to the point at that level when you realize that you have to do something or should do something about it. You start to get to that point where you realize that you could change, and it's already too much work, and you haven't noticed a difference. So this isn't working for me. And then maybe you try something else, maybe you don't. A couple of years later, perhaps it's like, oh, I did this thing once and I felt good for a minute. I'm gonna try that again. And maybe this time it works, maybe this time it doesn't, because you took a little bit longer. You got to 4 and 5. And then, and if you had to come back to it later, maybe you gave yourself an extra chance and got to 6, 7, 8, whatever the process. But most people, I think, stop, including me. Like, I speak from my own journey. It's I didn't give myself enough time in the past until I did. And once I stayed focused, had the goals, I started to get beyond that point where I'd give up in the past and really see some growth and really see that with a bit more time and trying a few more things, I was starting to find stuff that was going to stick, things that worked for who I was at that time
Right.
to be able to keep going.
I noticed for myself, I was like, I like journaling. Journaling seemed to help me get out of my negativity because sometimes I just had so many repressed emotions, and by writing them down, I got it out of my system. And then I created like short-term goals and long-term goals, and then I tried to, you know, I didn't give myself like a I have to accomplish this much in, you know, the next couple of days. Like, whatever I was able to do, as long as I got one thing done, I was happy, and I was like, and I did something, whether it was taking a salt bath with some Epsom salts that smelled nice, or taking a walk around the block, you know, or, you know, having my treating myself to a matcha tea or something like that. I did something to reward myself. But I feel like it's like, you know, like there's different strategies we could use to help us get that negativity out of our lives. Did you ever do anything like journaling or short-term goals and long-term goals? Did you ever try any certain strategies that seem to be like really effective in your life?
Yeah, absolutely. And coming from, like, I come from construction, I come from firefighting, I come from these masculine environments,
Right.
and there's a lot more about that on our other episodes, but journaling for me was a place that I didn't even realize I was starting. It was just as I had a book and I vented about everything that was going on, and I came back to this journal and would outlet. And it was great because I could do that in the same fashion and not have to justify it. I didn't have to listen to it if I didn't want to have any feedback or
Right.
judgment or someone trying to fix it.
Yeah.
I didn't have to. So yeah, journaling was great for that. And yeah, we are going to feel negative. We are going to have those moments, and journaling is a place to bring context to it that we can have that outlet, look back at it later, and decide if we need to have an action for ourselves or if we need to just park it for later. And
Right.
then putting that in that journal is another way to have that awareness to say, okay, well, I don't want to feel this way anymore, or I don't like the way that that thing made me feel. So then setting those micro goals or setting that bigger goal to say, okay, well, if I don't like the way that I'm writing about this because of how I felt in that moment, then what are these small goals that can get me to feeling better, to get me to another place?
Right.
And an example of something that I did with my kids was there was a lot of negativity. We get to the dinner table and we try to eat together most nights, and it was like,
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
There'd be so much negativity. Like they'd find we would only talk about the things that upset us in the day.
Yeah.
And I found this resource, and it was like talking about your favorite thing. So every day at dinner, to try and curb some of this negativity, I said, okay, well, we're gonna do this thing now. And every day we're gonna take turns. I have three small kids and my wife,
Yeah.
there's five of us. We're gonna take turns and we're gonna talk about our favorite thing. And in the beginning, it was difficult. And especially like if I come home from a miserable day, or my wife, and
Yeah.
like we're trying to lead this thing to help bring the kids around from this negative place. Like it was a struggle. And
Yeah.
like in the beginning, it was like, what can you do, or what happened to you today that was your favorite thing?
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be much. It can be just a joke that made you laugh, or it could be a pretty color of something, or it could be just that this moment you had a thought made you smile.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, when we started to pick those things out, it then started to take off. And it didn't matter who we had for dinner. Like my kids would go around the table and we would all have to share. Or
Right.
if we like my wife had a work meeting and she closed the work meeting by having everyone in the group share this favorite thing. And then
That's
just
awesome.
like now my kids have 10 and 20 things sometimes. Like they find all of these great things in their day, and it all started by just looking for that one thing that happened, or that was just their favorite or the most positive.
I think that's amazing because you just talked about breaking a bad habit that we all do. And I was smiling when you said it because I tend to do that a lot. Me and my husband, we come home from a long day at work and he's complaining about something that happened because he has no one to eject it to. And then I'm complaining about something and all you're hearing is negativity and that's not good, you know? And I think that's an amazing idea is that think about something good or something positive or something funny that happened to you because you know what, especially when you have kids, if you're always talking about something negative, those kids are going to just suck it up like a vacuum and they're going to pick up that bad habit and they might just become negative people just by us being an example of that, not even realizing that we are their mentors and we don't realize it sometimes, but our behaviors, you know, our kids follow our behaviors. Just like if you have puppies or dogs, you'll notice that your dogs will amplify your behavior. So if you're a calm person, you're probably going to have a calm dog. If you're a hyper person, you might have a dog jumping on the couch and go all over the place, you know. Our energies amplify each other, you know. So I think that's an amazing idea, you know. And I think, you know what? I think I'm going to use that idea and start doing that in my home because I think that's an awesome idea.
Thank you. I recommend it. It was so difficult to try and get it started because I mean it was just an idea that you know had, I had learned and heard about in a on a podcast or something, and to try and implement it for children to bring it to a point where they would go from this place and yeah
Yeah.
I'd get we'd get home, my wife and I get home and like, how's your day? Ah, busy, or I don't know, miserable, this person did this thing and I didn't like it, or you know, every version of that.
Yeah.
To go from that to like taking that awkward or upset moment or quiet moment where there wasn't anything going on and just say, okay, everyone, like, what's your favorite thing today? And then
Yeah.
the conversations that have come from that place afterwards, because if we're, you know, not in the mood to talk much, but then all of a sudden we're having this fun moment. And like my youngest is 3 and a half, and she's playing the game with great context too about things that
Yeah.
happened at daycare, and you know, seeing like whoever picked her up, you know, my daddy picked
Yeah.
me up today, and that was one of my favorite things. And just
Oh.
having that like really fun, special moment that we've then built off of and gone into other positive conversation. And it doesn't have to be that you only do this at the dinner table too, because we can do this in our own minds, right? That's
Yeah.
how we start to reframe looking for that positivity in a negative situation. So
Right.
instead of thinking about the horrible things that happened in a day, we're looking for that thing that made us smile or that thing that made us positive. And whenever we catch ourselves in a negative mindset and feeling that place, we can stop and say, what's that thing that like, what's the beauty in this moment, or what's
Yeah.
that thing that happened today? And then it could be anything. We can always find something. We just have
Oh
to be
yeah.
aware of it.
And I think that's like when I was talking to you earlier, I was like, that's what got me through life is like when you have your ups and downs and you live life and sometimes life could be a roller coaster ride. If you stop and you look at every negative thing that happens and say, okay, what's positive about this? And you stop and think and you could try to pull something positive out of it. Like I was saying to you earlier, it made me stronger. It made me wiser. You know, I know now that you can't do X, Y, and Z and that I have to do it this way instead. And, you know, it made me a better person somehow. And then in the end, I took all just like you did and you're doing right now. I took everything I went through in life and then I helped myself and then helped others. And so I didn't let it dig a hole, just like you went through all your obstacles and you didn't let it dig a hole and you didn't fall in that hole. We got ourselves out and now we're helping others. So people could take that same example, you know, like everybody has a story, I feel. We all go through our ups and downs, but the question is, how do we overcome? And how can we make ourselves a better person? And then how could we use that knowledge to help others? Because I think if everyone stopped for a second, had some gratitude and had some kindness and showed some care, can you imagine how great the world would be?
It would start to become a lot better place.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's just one person at a time. right?
Right.
It's not about going out and trying to change everybody. And there was a lot I had to learn about the people around me as I started to try different things and have a different mindset and change, because there are people that want to bring you down. There are
Yes.
people that remember the old you and the way that you used to talk to them or the way that you used to interact. And I had people that were like, thought I was interested in the same things. And this wasn't like Monday I'm one way, Tuesday I'm the next. This is
Right.
over a period of time, but like we
Right.
don't see everybody in our life all the time.
Yeah.
So, there'd be people I'd run into months down the road. It was like, I still have, they're still friends, they're still, nice to them and
Yeah.
have good relationships, but just not talking or interested in the same things because I'm just not feeling negative like that, or I'm not into bashing different things or talking about different things. And
Right.
just another point to add, there was a lot that held me in that negative space because it was a lot of pressure to come out of it. It was like
Yeah.
it was woo-woo, it was whatever, and then I can't be that person because this is just the way I am, and you want to continue being, in that headspace. But it's not that every moment that we go through is then positive. Well, I'll just think
Right.
about something positive or find my favorite. Like we have to appreciate that there's going to be moments that we just don't have any control over that
Right.
aren't going to have something amazingly positive that we're going to easily pick out,
Right.
and it can be
Yeah.
anything. But we have to remember those moments will come, right?
Yes,
That
100%.
joke, like that moment, that beauty, whatever it is we look for positivity in
Yes.
a negative moment, we know that that's coming,
Yes.
right? So an example is like, go back to the dinner table. It was just m misery, and to change it up, I
Yeah.
asked the Google Mini to tell us a joke. So the Google told us a joke, and it was a silly dad style joke,
Yeah.
and we all laughed, and then immediately changed the environment. It just immediately changed it. So it's sometimes it's about creating that change, and
Yeah.
then you can get into that other conversation or get out of that other mindset. And the other time, it's just knowing that that moment will come. You get through that hard part, and then you look for that beauty, you look for that positivity in the next moment, or even thinking about something that happened, that conversation at the dinner table.
Yeah.
Just think about that moment where your 3-year-old daughter was talking about this thing that made her day, and it becomes your mental positive note that you can come back to.
Yeah, you know, that's a great idea. I never even thought about it. You know what? If you're looking at each other, you don't have anything to say. What? You can go on Google and you can ask Siri or someone, say, okay, tell me a joke, a stupid joke that would make everybody laugh. And then, most likely the joke will pop up and, it probably will make people laugh because it's so stupid, and you don't
Yeah.
think to ask, there was always a way though. There's always a way, that's what it comes down to.
Then you cut that tension and that negativity and that, the awkward moment. You just get rid of it, because then we're silly, we're laughing about
Yeah.
how awful that joke was, or how like terrible that story was,
Right.
or just that moment that would have probably gone on and could have been the entire evening.
Right.
Instead, we found a way to just cut it. And
Right.
that's not going to work every time, right? All of a
Yeah.
sudden, like, you do that every time, it's going to get old, and you might not find the it might not work the same way. But that's an
Right.
example. There's other things that we can do, even if it's something as silly as just like, let's go outside and then we'll come back in and start over. And then
Yeah.
maybe you kind of laugh about that concept, where you act out
Yeah.
this like coming home again, where we can start over.
Right.
Or like my son, like we he's ha have some he's eight he's some moments, and we've started this thing where if he's been upset and created some tension, we will then like fist bump, and we'll say, we'll have 23 hours for awesome. Like, it's 23 hours to awesome. And the point is that we're not going to let that 1 hour ruin our day.
Right. That's a great
And
idea.
it turns it right around. We've come right around. And I've had moments too. I was upset, and you know, I went and apologized to him, and he just goes to fist bump me and he says, 23 hours to awesome.
I love it. I love it. That's a great idea, you know, because sometimes we hold grudges, you know, and or we get mad and we're just like something makes us upset. And is it really worth it? Is it really worth to ruin the whole day over something that's probably meaningless? And so, you know, and or just like, you know, be man enough, or, you know, and step up to the plate and say, you know what? I'm sorry. And then you just, both of you just like say, okay. And then you just move on, you know, that's a great way to do things, you know, because I always say too, it's like, you never, you know, we don't want to say, think about it, but you never know what tomorrow might bring. We don't know when our last day here is. We assume we're going to be here forever. But if today was our last day, how would you be, you know? Would you be negative? Would you live life up to the fullest? You know, so maybe we should have the mentality of living every day like our last, you know, and really.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Like, you know, absorbing it and having gratitude for each moment that goes by.
And there's a lot of power in that and thinking that way, because you appreciate more moments that you wouldn't normally, or that, yeah, you'd go the whole evening because I'm just not talking to this person. And I definitely think there's a time for that, right? Like, you, maybe it's not the second you've had the disagreement or the second this has happened. Let it stew for a minute.
Yeah.
But then other times you tell Siri, Google, whoever to tell you that joke, and it's quickly over.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you're reading your environment and you just know when. But that apology and that being vulnerable, like that's a huge part of it. It's not about who's right or wrong. It's that the moment happened, you acknowledge you're part of it, and then you think that this isn't how I want to spend my evening or my week or weekend or life or whatever. And you just realize what you have to do to move forward. And we can't control anybody else. If someone else isn't ready for that, that doesn't, you know, mean that it's fixed. It just means that you don't have to stay in that space, because you can respect someone else, but it's more about where your mindset is and where you're going. And you can go get Google to tell you a joke by yourself, or go look at something that makes you feel better just to get out of that space.
And I like how you said before, like, you know, there are some people that, you know, you just kind of, you grew differently. Like, you know, you went down one path, they went down the other path, you know, and you just didn't have anything more in common. And, you know, the way they were thinking was not the same mindset as you, you know? And so you just kind of separated yourself. You didn't have anything against the person, you know, you saw them in the street, like you said, and you said hello and blah, 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 blah. But, you know, you knew enough to say, you know what, that person's not a healthy person to have in my life. You know, they're a nice person, but they're not right for me. And, you know, and I think sometimes we have to do that. We have to really look at who we are and where we want to be, and, you know, and then make wise choices as best as possible.
Yeah. And it's a lot of pressure too, to think about whether or not that person is or isn't for us, and criticizing what they may be. But if we're not into baseball, as an example, or like we're with a baseball player and all they want to do is talk and play baseball, you know, we don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
We're not playing baseball or talking baseball anymore. We're naturally going to grow apart.
Right.
There's just becomes less and less. And maybe it happens over a period of time. It's not an instant thing. It's just all of a sudden we just, for whatever reason, feel we don't like baseball anymore.
Yeah.
So then we're going to grow apart. And if that's anything else, if that's, you know, positivity to negativity, or that's any version of fitness and wellness, growth, whatever, the more that we like something different than the people we're used to being with, the more we'll grow apart. And that doesn't mean we grow entirely apart, that we may not grow apart at all, but
Right.
because everybody likes different things. But if there's people that we were very, spend a lot of time doing the same thing with, and we are going to change that, you might grow apart a bit, and hopefully you can still stay in contact, still stay friends, whatever.
Yeah.
And maybe you just naturally grow apart, and in that process, you'll find new friends, you'll be with new people, because whatever it is you whatever growth you get to into that new stage of your life and that new thing you're into, you grow towards people that are more into that stuff too.
Right, exactly. And I think the more you surround yourself by around people that meet your needs, then you'll start to meet more and more people like that, and you'll have a new circle of friends and a new circle of energy, and you'll start to see yourself change because their good energy will rub off on you and your good energy will rub off on them. And before you know it, you're going to see a new person, a better person. And I think that even that positivity can even boost your self-esteem and make you feel better as a person, which could lead you to elevate to no end,
Yeah, and it doesn't mean that like if positivity, if you're starting to try and eliminate some of that old negative mindset, some of that old thoughts, it's like the stuff that I was holding on to and finding the worst in everything, just to bring myself back down to where I felt comfortable or those around me. You start to get away from that. That doesn't mean that you need to let the people around you hold you there. And this could be close friends. This could be family. This and we have to give ourselves credit that we don't have to stay anywhere that we don't feel comfortable, that isn't where we want to be. And if that means we're seeing less and less of our family, or that means that we're not seeing the same people, or that we not put ourselves in that environment as often as we used to for the sake of where we want to grow to, we have to be able to do that.
Yes, I agree. And even with family members, sometimes family members could bring you down also. And that's when, like you said, sometimes you have to distance yourself from those people. And when you do find, sometimes it's natural to be in a positive frame, and then something happens and you can get knocked back down into that negative frame because something hits you that you didn't expect. And immediately you're upset, you get into that negative emotion. But the key is to get yourself quickly out of it, like you were mentioning earlier, and to, because we all go through our ups and downs, but it's stopping ourselves before, or learning how to, even if we get knocked down, to get back up and not let the, not let the negativity override us.
And even better, if we're starting to get better, we're starting to get more positive, and the closest people around us see what we're working on, they see what's working, and then our positivity and our growth translates to them, right? They start
Yes.
to want to be a part of that. They start doing some of the things they see us doing. And then you have a bad day and your 8-year-old's there to fist bump you and tell you, you're going to be awesome. And it's like
Yeah.
you just create that circle around you with the people that you're with. It doesn't mean that you're leaving anything behind. It's that
Yeah.
by giving yourself a chance, you may bring those people with you, and
Right.
you may create your entire circle better. But
Right.
by becoming that person, by inviting that positivity, among other things, it's allowing that to happen. If you don't start to create that for yourself, then it won't happen on its own. And
Right.
it
No.
won't bring you out of that. Like if you start to consciously pay attention and get out of that, then it could change your entire circle.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that's an excellent point, because all you need is that one good person, that one good strong energy, and it could change a group of people, and people who, become envious and, they don't know how to get there, but they don't want to ask for help, or they you could see that they're mad because they want to be in the spot you're feeling, but they don't know how. Maybe it is time to take a little break from them until they're able to, want to make that change in their life. Because really, you can't change anybody unless they want to change themselves. And it took so long sometimes for when I look at life, there's so many people that I cared about that I knew they just need a little bit of help, but they didn't want to change. And that's the thing, you know, some people are comfortable being negative. Some people don't want to change. And it's not our job to make them change because it won't work. We can't change people. They have to want to get to that point in life where they don't want to feel the way they're feeling anymore. And that
Yeah,
took me a while to learn.
and same here. I was there for a long time. It was just my biggest excuse was this is just who I am. It was never something that I would never allowed change for myself. And
Yeah.
when somebody else was seeing that change or seeing that progress, it was like then I put on this victim mindset where it's like, oh, well, that's not gonna happen to me. I'm here because it's just that I haven't got the magic genie yet or haven't won the lottery yet. Like all the things we tell ourselves, like
Yeah.
I didn't have it until I started making my own changes, but it was not something that was gonna fall in my lap. It was not something that was I was just gonna wake up one day and I'm sure this might happen, but
Right.
it wasn't something that was just a light switch was gonna go. It was something that was building over time. And
Yeah.
to go back a bit on getting started, because that's where a lot of that pressure comes from. Like, how do I
Yeah.
just turn this, where does this dimmer switch? Where do I go here?
Yeah.
It's just about, for me, it was about changing the things that I read and listened to and watched.
Yes.
You start to change the input, then you change the output.
Right.
So the easiest one for me was doom scrolling social media, the things I was looking through before, I started to unfollow stuff that I wasn't finding productive, that I
Yeah.
wasn't finding positive.
Right.
And then when you start to unfollow that stuff, start looking for other things. You can search anything. There is any mindset, anything you want to, any hobby, all of it is out there. Your
Yeah.
algorithm will change with you.
It will.
So start to follow those things that give you that affirmation that you're going down the right path. Look
Yeah.
for things that you want to feel like, things that you want to see, and then it will help reprogram, if you
Right.
will, that mindset that you had because you're starting to absorb more and more of those things.
And the crazy thing is when I started to make those changes that you were just mentioning, people started falling on my life out of nowhere. I started meeting people with that same positive energy that I wanted and that I was trying to get at that time. It was like as soon as I got rid of the negativity and I started focus on trying to find that positivity, and I was like you, I was listening to positive people and positive speakers and getting good positive impact. And then out of nowhere, I started meeting people and they had the same mindset as me. And it was crazy. It's like they fell into my lap out of nowhere. It's just I started meeting people and they were all exactly with the same type of mindset, and they were all go-getters and they all wanted the same things in life. And I was like, wow, it's so weird how the universe plays a role, how things start to sometimes when you have a really positive mindset, when you start to realize who you are and what you want in your life, how some things just fall into place.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Yeah, it is it's real. And the thing is, like where I used to be, it followed me there too. It follows us negatively. It follows us both directions. So if
Yeah.
we're looking for the worst, if we're looking for the most negative, if we're in that space, then we're gonna find it.
Yeah.
If we feel like this is not where we're supposed to be, and we think can't all the time, I can't lose weight, I can't be more positive, then you're going to find all the reasons that you can't.
Yes.
If you start to think I can and I'm going to, then you look for those reasons that you can and that you will.
Yeah.
And like you said, those people or those situations will also follow. You'll find more positive environments, just like you'll find more negative. So
Yeah.
once you start to think about it that way, it definitely follows and it definitely attracts.
Oh yeah, I agree totally. I totally believe in the universe and the energy, because the whole world is energy, really. You know, if we didn't have energy, we wouldn't be here. You know, that's how the world runs through energy, and it's positive energy that creates more positive energy. So it's like we said, you put out and you will receive. And you know, it's just changing that mindset. And you've given so many great pieces of advice today. Now, if you had to sum that all up, like in a couple of really, really good takeaways, how would you like tell people, like, you know, okay, first thing you need to do is this, and then maybe give some, you know, a kind of a synopsis of, you know, what people, important factors people really need to remember.
I think the biggest one, and this is everything that I promote and everything that I've worked through and the changes I've made personally, is we've got to stop thinking great big picture, have that big picture in mind, but start with that first step.
Yeah.
And in thinking more positive and being more like that person you might want to be is changing that input. So it could be that you're not doing anything else but watching maybe a TV show that it could be a comedy, it could be a sitcom, right? Go
Yeah.
watch Friends again, but you're watching this show that or seeing this thing that makes you smile or that gives you that good feeling, and then you build from that. You know,
Yeah.
you start to implement some of the things that you're seeing and some of the attitudes that you're seeing, and you just start to catch when you're feeling certain way. You're starting to
Right.
feel negative. You're starting to you're gonna comment about something and try to create that or gossip or whatever it is. Catch yourself at that moment and redirect. Do
Right.
something else or change something else. Find the positive in it. So changing the input was the biggest thing. If it's social media, if it's what you watch, that doesn't mean you can't have your favorite shows. Just know that it's going to change how you feel about a moment
Yeah.
when you see things in a different perspective.
Right. No, it's so true. So true. Because even like if you like, for example, if you put sad music on, you're gonna start to feel sad. If you put an upbeat and happy music, guarantee you're gonna feel happy, you know. And these are like, you know, it's really exactly what you open your mind and your life to is really what, you know, you're going to absorb and how you're going to feel and how you're going to think. So it is very important to keep that, you know, to keep everything around you positive, you know, and to focus on the positive and, you know, and have a positive, you know, environment around you. And if you don't, like you said, make some changes, like at dinner time, you know, break those bad habits and change it around. I think that's amazing. I think that's great. And do you have any other tips for anybody before we start to close?
I think the biggest tip is just keep going. Like you don't want to stop too early. It any change, being more positive, anything you're working on, it takes some time.
Yes.
So just keep going. Just
Yeah.
keep going. Set your goals for however many days. If it's, 2 months, 3 months, I think 100 days has been the magic place for me. So just commit to change over a period of time, and it'll work for you. You'll start to see the difference.
Yeah, that's excellent advice. And can you tell everybody a little about the services that you provide?
So right now I'm sharing all my content on TikTok and YouTube, personal short videos, with inspirational content and advice and just stuff I'm working on. And then I've got a newsletter that goes out. Sign up through my website, seanrobinson.ca. Every week I've got video, podcast reference, and just inspirational content that I put out. And through my website, I've been on plenty of podcasts at this point, and just lots of different content that I'm trying to speak to, and just trying to share the growth that I'm working on, the place that I used to be at, and the place that I've been able to get to by working through these changes.
And can you tell everybody your website?
It's seanrobinson.ca.
And also, I wanted to ask you, I just had it in my head. Oh geez, wait, I had okay, so your book, that's what I went blank for a second. You have authored a book, and so you tell everybody briefly about the book and where they can find it.
Yep. So in the beginning of my journey, when everything else was so confusing, I decided to take a break from drinking alcohol. I journaled about the whole process. It was a lot more context in our first interview, but I took that journal, created a book. It's called Going Dry: My Path to Overcoming Habitual Drinking, and it's the start of this process of changing habits, accepting vulnerability, and keeping consistent with the things I'm working on. And it's a real version of the kind of things I went through trying to figure out the person that that I wanted to be.
That's awesome. And can we find this on Amazon? Because that can people get it on Amazon?
Yep, it's on Amazon. It's linked through my website as well. It's also available I think Barnes and Noble,
Okay.
Chapters, Indigo, a lot of the bookstores have it available. So if you want to go that route as well. And there's an e-reader version on Amazon as well if you want the Kindle version.
Oh, cool. Excellent. Like always, this has been a pleasure. I am so, you know, I love when you come on. You have such great input, and everything you talk about is so valuable. You know, when it comes to, you know, self-improvement overall, you know, helping you know, yourself, you know, improve your mind, body, and spirit, and to be able to break, you know, bad habits, and talking about how to gain positivity. These are such important factors that people really need to make sure that they kind of retune them every year, because, you know, it's like it's a daily process, really. It's a lifestyle change, and you could easily slip backwards if you don't consistently tune yourself up. So it's like, you know, these are such great pieces of advice that you shared today. And these are very easy things you can incorporate in your life, but it could make such drastic positive changes also at the same time. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you for sharing your knowledge. Thank you for sharing your life story with us. Thank you for everything, you know. And for anyone who hasn't seen Sean's last podcast, he has several podcasts already recorded, and he talks about such amazing topics, and he gives such great advice. So I encourage you to go on to one of the social platforms and look up Sean Robertson. And look up, you know, on the advisor. He's everywhere. You'll see him. He has his own podcast page right now, and you'll have all his videos. If you go on to the advisor, he has his own page, and you'll be able to see all his podcasts. So thank you so much, Sean. I really appreciate all this. And I'll put all the information about Sean in the description so you could find out about his book, about his website, and all the different things that he does and how he could help you. So thank you so much, Sean. This has been a pleasure.
Yes, thank you, Stacey. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.